Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
The time is 5:30. You're listening to Manx Radio. I'm Dave Moore, and this is Update. Welcome to the programme. 30 minutes of the latest news in the Isle of Man, plus Manx Sport, Business, Sea Watch and travel updates, along with the newsmakers in person. Coming up, the outgoing Chief Constable Gary Roberts has been given evidence about mental health issues within the police force to a Timbald committee. It's been another day of disruption at Ronald's Way. Work's ongoing to stop oil leaking into Port Erin Bay. Plus, the Cabinet Office's departmental plan will go before Timbald this week. That's all coming up in the next 30 minutes.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, the update news headlines with Christian Jones. Fast am I.
It's been revealed a number of police officers have quit the force due to being unable to deal with attending incidents caused by mental health issues. The outgoing Chief Constable, Gary Roberts, highlighted the concern to a Timbald committee during the discussion about the impact attending suicide incidents has on officers. Residents in two properties in Laxey have been advised to evacuate their homes following a landslide over the weekend. Garth Commissioners says the houses on Old Laxey Hill have also been disconnected from services by Island Energy and Manx Utilities as a precaution. And we're expecting to hear an update from the Education Minister tomorrow about the Relationships and Sex Education Advisory Curriculum. She'll make a statement in Timbald following the completion of the first stage of the independent external investigation. In international news, a pay rise of at least 9% over 2 years forms part of a new Network Rail offer, which the RMT union has accepted. It'll continue to scrutinise modernisation plans, though, and the UK Transport Secretary hopes it paves the way for an agreement with train operators too. Downing Street says there are no plans to change the new Brexit deal, despite the DUP in Northern Ireland saying they won't support it. It'll likely pass a vote in the House of Commons on Wednesday still, though. And Boris Johnson has given MPs a document he hopes will defend him against allegations he misled Parliament. He'll answer questions over lockdown parties in Downing Street this week. Those are the updated news headlines. We'll be back at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Cloudy with extensive hill fog and perhaps some patchy rain or drizzle at times, especially over windward hills and coast. Some more persistent rain will return this evening. South to southwest winds will freshen during the day. Temperatures up to 11 degrees Celsius. There'll be some patchy rain at first tomorrow, but soon clearing to leave a mostly dry and bright day. But it will turn wet again tomorrow evening with heavy rain at times. Fresh southwest winds tomorrow will become strong southerly by evening. Temperatures up to 11 degrees Celsius again. A mostly dry and bright day on Wednesday with fresh southwest winds and just a few scattered showers. Sunset today is at 6:31 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:19.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
The cumulative impact of attending suicides and incidents caused by mental health is forcing some police officers to leave the Isle of Man Constabulary. The claim's been made by the outgoing Chief Constable Gary Roberts, who gave evidence to a Timbald committee this morning alongside his replacement, Russell Foster.
There's a significant amount in place, and anecdotally, I've spoken to officers who've been to some awful scenes who feel that they've had terrific support. But sadly, the cumulative toll of seeing things like that sometimes is too much for people, and sometimes we lose police officers, and a significant number of people who leave the service left the service because they simply can't deal with that sort of work anymore, and it's understandable. We have done a lot of work with UK policing around well-being and mental well-being, and we follow the same processes and practices as UK policing.
We have had instances in other jurisdictions whereby police officers have taken their own life, and there does seem to be a rising trend. So it does need to be a sharper focus, because, you know, I would be absolutely devastated if that happened to one of my officers in the Isle of Man Constabulary. So it's certainly something I'm acutely aware of, and we do need to build that in going forward. What I can say is there's certainly been a rise in terms of sickness absence due to anxiety and stress. So it's certainly on my radar going forward, you can be assured.
It's been another day of disruption at the airport and comes after another weekend of issues. Foggy conditions combined with the ongoing work to the landing system have been causing a number of delays. Manx resident Jack Diver spoke to Lewis Foster from his hotel in London after his Gatwick flight, back to the island was pushed back by 7 hours.
We were up at 6:30 this morning. Flight was due to leave at 8 o'clock. Got to the airport and got to the gate. It was delayed initially till 8:30. And then at which point, when we were all at the gate, they took the assisted passengers down, at which point they came back up and said it was delayed till 2:15. We've left the airport because, judging by pictures from friends on the island, it's not going to be shifting anytime soon. But yeah, it's just incredibly inconvenient. I thought I was going to be back by 9 o'clock this morning. I had work planned for the rest of the day, but it's now not going to be happening, which just takes me a day out of my work.
And you're aware of the conditions here. Obviously, there's also the ongoing work to the landing system at Ronald's Way. It must be quite frustrating hearing those excuses.
It is, but it's also one of those, I mean, fog isn't an unknown thing to the Isle of Man, and we can land in other airports with fog. There's systems in place to allow airplanes to land in these situations, you know, all over the world. Why do we not have that? It doesn't bode well when the facts are going, yes, you can pay for a flight, but bearing in mind, the flights aren't cheap either. It was cheaper for us to fly from Gatwick to Iceland than it was from the Isle of Man to Gatwick. And then put on top of that, you know, it's a risk whether you fly or not. It's incredibly frustrating. And it's a fact of, you want to up the population to 100,000 and you want to keep young people there, but A, it's expensive to get off, and B, the risk of flying away. Say if you were flying away this weekend, for a weekend away, you've spent £300, including your hotels, and it doesn't go because we haven't got the proper process or, you know, programs in place. It's simply not acceptable.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Over the past fortnight, oil has been leaking into Port Erin Bay due to groundwork on the former Marine Biological Station. The Isle of Man Coast Guard, DEFA officers and other agencies have been working to stop it seeping further out to sea. Russian MHK and co-owner of Discover Diving, Dr. Michelle Hayward, has been speaking to Lewis Foster.
The cause is the redevelopment of the marine lab site, and there's obviously the groundworks there have disturbed some oil, and that's gone through pipework and out into the bay and outside of the bay into Bayfine as well. Conditions down there today, the season seems quite rough. So this has been going on for about a week now. Coast Guard have responded and they put booms out to catch the oil as it was dispersing, and then the Environmental Protection Unit from DEFA have been down helping as well and trying to contain the oil, work out where it's coming from, and make sure that it stops leaking out into the marine nature reserve.
From the Discover Diving point of view, has it affected your operations?
Yes, it has. So oil is not a friend of dive kit. So none of the diving suits that we wear or the hoses or anything, like even a thin sheen of oil across them. And on latex seals and things like that, it tends to make them go really, really soggy. It acts like a solvent on them. And so the seals will fail on dry suits. So we've stopped going into Port Erin this weekend. We've advised our divers not to go and dive there, just because the damage that it could be caused to their equipment.
And what's the outlook? What are the hopes for next week, over the next few days?
The outlook's fairly good. So I think it's heating oil that's come from the old marine lab, and so that will evaporate and it'll disperse with the weather as well. So it will break up fairly quickly. And the scale of the spill here is much smaller than the spill that happened in Peel a couple of weeks ago. So in terms of getting back into Port Erin, I'm hopeful that we'll be back there next weekend.
The Isle of Man Government's Cabinet Office has published its departmental plan, which is set to go before Timwald this week. Christian Jones has more.
The plan summarises the work it's carried out to date and highlights future plans and reforms. Some of its key achievements from the start of the current administration include the de-escalation of the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and restoring the freedoms of island life. Scheme set up to enable those fleeing Ukraine following Russia's invasion, which has seen more than 100 refugees seek shelter on the Isle of Man. Cost of living measures are also highlighted as departmental achievements, including a pilot summer holiday activity and food programme for recipients of free school meals, the winter helpline, and creation of a community warm spaces fund. Reforms and future plans include the restarting of a project which will see a board review and performance framework developed for arm's-length bodies, statutory boards and regulators. The department identified the potential need for a bill to be developed ahead of the next general election, which removes bureaucracy and red tape. The financial summary of the department sees a total net expenditure for 2022-23 of £34,661,000. The division with the highest spend is Government Technology Services at just under £20 million, with the Border Service generating an income of just under £350,000.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Well, everything seems okay. The Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:30 this afternoon and is due into Douglas at 6:15. It'll then do a little turnaround and leave Douglas at 7:45 and is expected to arrive back into Heysham at 11:30 this evening.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
And MHK says he wants an update from Treasury about rate debt across the island. Tim Glover, who represents Arbury, Castletown and Maloo, is due to ask the question in Timwald, saying it's a significant problem for local authorities across the island. Local Democracy reporter Emma Draper has been speaking to him.
There was a written question some months ago from Aaron Michael MHK, Tim Johnson. So that's given me the basis of it. And in there, Treasury was talking about looking at a review of the powers of coroners. After reading that and just seeking really an update on where we are with that. Subsequently, Michelle Hayward's put in a written question as well. I have spoken to the Treasury Minister about this, and he said he was going to publish the figures ahead of giving them out as an answer. And that's been done, and we can see from that it's varied from just below £1 million outstanding to one of the last 3 years where it was more like £2 million outstanding across all the local authorities. So there is an issue there. In the written reply to Mr. Johnson, the Treasury Minister is talking about a review of coroner's powers. I want to find out really where we are with that, why we've got these debts, which of course local authorities, you know, that's money that they need to provide services. So they're not insignificant amounts of money, particularly if you look at some of the more country and rural local authorities. So it is an issue. Treasury, you know, the main collector of rates across all the local authorities. Some do it themselves, for example, Douglas, but a lot it's Treasury that actually are doing the chasing of debt. So it might appear small figures to Treasury, but to local authorities, it isn't.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Online retail giant Amazon plans to cut another 9,000 jobs as it seeks to save costs. The firm, which employs 1.5 million people worldwide, says the cuts would fall mainly in areas including cloud computing and advertising. It didn't say which countries would be affected, but says the positions would be closed in the next few weeks. The firm already axed 18,000 jobs in January. And thousands of signal workers and maintenance staff in the RMT union have voted overwhelmingly to accept an offer from Network Rail to end its dispute. It means they won't take part in any more strikes in the long-running dispute over pay, jobs and working conditions. RMT members who worked for 14 train operating companies are still due to walk out on March 30th and April 1st. But the Network Rail result will be seen as a significant breakthrough. The turnout for the vote was nearly 90%, says the RMT, with 76% of members voting in favour of the pay offer.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
Well, US stocks wobbled following UBS's deal to buy smaller rival Credit Suisse in a bid to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. Oil prices fell to their lowest in 15 months on concerns risks in the global banking sector may cause a recession that would lead fuel demand to decline and ahead of a potential hike in US interest rates this week, and gold priced lower. The markets at the close, the FTSE 100 was at 7,403, that's up 0.93%. The 250 was at 18,495, that's up 0.13%. The Dow Jones, 32,143, that's up 0.88%. The exchange rates, the pound against the dollar, 1.226, and against the euro, 1.143. Commodities, gold is at $1,974, that's down 0.69%, with Brent at $72.03, down 0.68%.
The world was a very different place when Ramsey Crookall set up business back in 1946. but his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsey Crookle, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookle.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Comparisons have been drawn between the Isle of Man government's childcare strategy and the plans announced in the UK last week for free childcare for kids under the age of five. Treasury Minister Alex Allenson says the plan, which includes increasing the value of preschool credits, will support working parents and providers alike. Gary Pearce is the owner of Hopes and Dreams Childcare Group.
I think what the sector really appreciates is that the Isle of Man government has not gone down the same route as the UK in terms of providing free childcare for parents, which then undermines the ability of the sector to deliver that. So our system is similar but distinctly different in that it provides parents with purchasing power through the preschool credit system, the current one, that allows them to have choice.
You mentioned providers across the water disappearing. Is that something we've seen here? What would be the best course of action for providers themselves in the coming years?
We've already seen it happening on the island. I think in 2022, four providers ceased to operate. So we are part of the same challenge, the sustainability of the sector, which was brought into stark contrast during the COVID lockdowns, and the importance of childcare to the economy, to the island, to families has been made very evident. Hence, the childcare strategy has been developed, because it is really important that we have a vibrant and varied childcare sector through childminders, nurseries, after-school club providers, holiday club providers, everything that parents need support with and children benefit from in terms of the quality of child development is vital to the island going forward. To the second part of your question about what can providers do, we have to make the attractiveness of working in the sector paramount. It's difficult to get people of the quality that we need, that the children deserve, so that we can support them within the sector to deliver that quality care and education that all the research shows children benefit from.
Update. Brought to you by Simcox Advocates. Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Christian Jones.
Fastamai, good evening. The Isle of Man's under 16 boys are through to the final of the English Hockey Tier 2 Plate Knockout Championship. Yesterday, they beat Guildford 3-0 in their semi final match at Horsham in West Sussex. They now play Hampton in Arden at Nottingham Hockey Centre on the 2nd of April to decide who wins the trophy. The Isle of Man Netball Premier League concluded yesterday. Simcox Red Eagles end the season as champions with 100% record. Ballasalla Blizzards finished the campaign as runners-up. They beat Simcox Blue Eagles 46-25. The two teams at the bottom of the table faced off, with the losers ending the season with the wooden spoon. It went to Atler Group Pumas, who lost 32-26 against Thompson. In the Championship, Simcox Gold Eagles claimed the title with a 37-17 win over Ballasalla Cyclones. Nearest rivals Castletown Spaniards lost their fixture against Young Farmers by a single goal, going down 33-32. It was tight in other fixtures. Route 1 Turbos beat Marbury Misfits 29-28, while Thompson 2 defeated Castletown Celts 25-22. Sam Perry finished 16th in the intermediate boys class at the English Schools Championships in Nottingham yesterday. The Isle of Man teenager finished the course in a time of 17 minutes 32 seconds.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Probably best we start at the airport. So everything this afternoon up until 3:30, that was the EasyJet Liverpool, was cancelled, leaving Rongsway. Edinburgh's Loganair service showing as a 5:00 departure. London City, Loganair as well, delayed from 4:40 until 5:50, that's 10 to 6. Dublin, though, with Aer Lingus at 4:45, showing as on time. And later on today, the Liverpool 6:00 with Loganair is showing as delayed indefinitely. And the Gatwick 8:00 has been cancelled. So what about the arrivals? Everything cancelled apart from Birmingham from 1:30, which is still showing as delayed. Belfast International was cancelled through EasyJet. Liverpool's EasyJet was cancelled as well. That was the 5-3. The Edinburgh was delayed until 4:30. The Heathrow with Logan Air was cancelled. The Dublin Aer Lingus landed at 5:30. And Manchester from Logan Air, the 5:25 was also cancelled as well. Looking at the later ones, London Gatwick EasyJet cancelled this evening at 7:30. The 5:28 Logan Air is still showing on time. And the London City, which was due to come in at 8:05, has been delayed until 9:20. That is a moving picture, although not a great deal seems to be moving. On to the roads, and starting with Victoria Street, which is still closed to traffic due to works that got underway yesterday. Victoria Road is closed between Broadway and Marathon Road, and temporary lights on Glen Crutchley Road 24 hours a day at the 3rd Avenue Junction. That's been going on for some time. Temporary lights on Johnny Watterson, that was from 9:30 to 3:30 for work on the pavements. Narrow lanes and a temporary pedestrian crossing on Victoria Street, by the way. Paul Rose, the junction of Paul Rose Road and Alder Road, is closed for work on a new pedestrian crossing. Hillbury, temporary lights on the Mountain Road between Cregna Bar and Hillbury, 9:30 till 4:00 p.m. each day for cable work. Temporary lights on the marketplace in Ramsey, 24 hours a day for work on a new pedestrian crossing. Ramsey Canals Lane is closed between Parliament Street and Water Street. Up in Jerby, the Ballymena Road is closed. There's a series of phase closures for water main replacement. Glen Helen, temporary lights on the TT course, 24 hours a day for tree felling. And in Peel, temporary closures in phases around East Quay for work on the road surface and pavements. I mean, the Ronagh Road is closed for resurfacing. Ongoing work, Castle Street is one way, northbound in Castletown still. But the end is in sight for that one. We've got about 3 more weeks to go. Victoria Street, as we mentioned, is still closed. So that's the traffic and travel for the Isle of Man for the moment.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Spread your payments interest-free. Get more with Quayside. Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates. Advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
Police say they will continue to act in a robust manner to deter, disrupt and bring those involved in criminality to justice. It follows concerns children in Douglas are being recruited to become drug runners. Chanel Sakou has this report.
I personally believe there are at least 10 or more young drug traffickers in and around Douglas. And I'm aware of others in other parts of the island as well. The drugs ketamine and cocaine are becoming much more popular, but cannabis still seems to be the main focus of both the buying and the selling of narcotics.
They are the words of one of a number of parents who has contacted Manx Radio to discuss their concerns about children becoming involved in drugs. The parent who lives in Paul Rose has asked us to keep her identity protected, but she claims that youngsters are selling illicit substances in deals pre-arranged using the social media platform Snapchat. I visited Paul Rose to speak to other parents who shared their concerns with me.
It is hard, like when you're watching people's doors get kicked in all the time, and then the kids are watching as well, and it's not a good look.
There's kids there, as young as 11 and 12, actually drug dealing. There's been needles found. You do get kids heckling you and shouting at you, and it is, you know, quite daunting. I mean, we've seen a few police around here with, like, raiding houses and stuff, especially around on this road.
In response to the concerns highlighted by Manx Radio, the Isle of Man Constabulary says it has executed a number of search warrants in accordance with the Misuse of Drugs Act.
This has resulted in the criminal activities of those involved to be disrupted and deterred, and those involved being brought to justice. Further to this, the Isle of Man Constabulary have also conducted both plainclothes and uniformed proactive patrols in the South Douglas area, which has again disrupted and deterred those involved in such criminality and provided reassurance to the local community.
And for anyone who does have concerns, well, they're encouraged to report them to police headquarters by calling 631 212 or by ringing Crime Stoppers on 0800 555 111.
Hello, this is H. Here to suggest that you join Beth and I, Where Is She?, for a new series of Tammy Gindis, the show which is all about wonder. We wonder ourselves sometimes, to be honest, don't we, Beth? Where is she? In this series, daffodils, giants, seaweed, and loo rolls, amongst other wonders, Tammy Ginders, every Thursday, just after 6 p.m. Or check out the podcast on the Manx Radio website and listen where and when you want. Tammy Ginders with Beth and H. Ah, here she is. Happy, Beth?
So happy.
And that's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Christian Jones and producer Beth Espy. If you like Manx Radio on Facebook, subscribe to Manx Radio's YouTube channel, and if you use Twitter, follow Manx Radio, and your Twitter feed will tell you the moment the Update podcast is published and available to listen to, usually within half an hour of the end of the programme. If you're an Update podcast listener anywhere in the world at any time of day or night, thanks for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. Update and Manx Radio's other 79 series of podcasts are available on the new Amazon Music and Audible podcasting service and at manxradio.com, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Smart Speaker, or the TuneIn app. So be sure to subscribe. An update will appear automatically. That's it from myself, Dave Moore. Paul Moran, if his flight gets in, should be here tomorrow for another update at 5:30. Until then, bye for now.